I am happy today to resume a brief message with you on the Parsha, which I have not been able to give for some weeks now because of my travels to Eretz Yisrael and elsewhere. However, here it is Hanukkah, and I would like to resume these talks, but not with a message on the Parsha. The Parsha is Miketz, but rather a thought about Hanukkah. And this is a very deep and profound but extremely important Hasidic thought, which I found in the writings of the Alter Rebbe, of the Baal HaTanya, of the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, in the Sefer Torah Or, on Parshas Vayeshev, in the section that begins, B'chaf Hei B'Kislev. So it consists of the Alter Rebbe's thoughts on the subject of Hanukkah in general, and especially his thoughts on the topic of Hallel. And he has an idea on the, which we of course say on Hanukkah, recite on Hanukkah, and it's an important part of the celebration. The kiyum of the mitzvos of Hanukkah is Hallel Vahodo. The Alter Rebbe has a very important approach to the meaning of Hallel. Obviously, the word Hallel, Tehillah, Halleluka, Lahallel, Lahodosu Lahallel, the word means to praise. It's a Lashon of Shevach, of praise. But the Alter Rebbe points out that Hallel is also a language of Behilo Nero. Hilo meaning shine, light, glory, in that sense. The beauty of light, and indeed it's related to the I guess it's a Greek word, halo, the glow. Hallel is a glow, and that is because there's something that glows in a person when you praise him. Imagine being mahalel, praising another person, flattering, complimenting, telling another person how good his talk was, how good he looks, how wonderful she sings, whatever it happens to be. When you praise a person, that person glows. There's a ha'oras ponim, a lighting up of the face when you give a person a compliment. As the Alter Rebbe puts it, ki machmas ha'shevach shemishabchim es ha'odom b'ma'alos umidos sheyeshbo, through the praise that you praise a person about the virtues and positive aspects of his personality, ma'odorim es hama'alos umidos shebo, what you do is not only do you effect a glow in the other person, but you inspire the other person to do even greater things. Ma'odorim as hama'alos umidos shebo lotseis mehelem el hagilui. By praising him, you bring out all the more that which you have praised. If you tell a person, Yeshikayach, you did a beautiful job davening for the Omud, you can be sure that this will encourage him, and next time he will daven even better. If you give a Yeshikayach to a person for a beautiful talk that they gave, you can be sure that this will elicit even more of that person's speaking skills. This is a powerful lesson just in human psychology. When you praise a person for that person's virtues, you are ma'orer, you awaken, you elicit from that person all the more of those qualities. Well, the Alter Rebbe goes on to say, imagine when you praise God for his nisim. Well, just last kavayot, when you praise a person for his qualities, the person's qualities start pouring out all the more. So too, when you praise God for his qualities, those qualities come out all the more. And therefore, on Hanukkah, and you'll be hearing this message several days before Shabbos Hanukkah this year, Tavshin Samach Tes, think about it. We are praising God for his wonders. We are praising God for his miracles, for his yeshuos, for his the victories against our enemies, which he has enabled us to accomplish. And what that does is it will elicit, Amir Hashem, from God all the more miracles, all the more yeshuos v'nechomos. And this is a way in which Hallel is not only a praise, but it is also a instrument by which we provoke a greater and more magnificent response from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we praise him for the Nisim, the Niflos, Yeshuos, Nechomos, Yeshuos. We praise him for those, and we hope and pray that this will elicit from the Ribbono Shel Olam all the more Nisim, the Niflos, Yeshuos, Teshuos, Nechomos. A Freilich Chanukah, a happy Chanukah to all.